This is the part most people skip, the honest update after the experiment ends. 3 months out. What held completely? What crept back? And what the whole experience actually taught me about attention, habit, and what a reset can and can't do. If you've read parts 1 and 2, you know the science and you know the protocol. This is the part I was most nervous to write, the update. 3 months after the 30-day reset ended, here's what's honest. Some things held completely. Some things crept back. The experience of going through the reset permanently changed how I relate to my own attention, even when I'm not managing it perfectly. And that last part, I've come to think, is actually the point. What held and why? Reading. This is the capacity I specifically set out to recover, and 3 months later, it's still there. I read every night. Not always for as long as I'd like, but without difficulty, without the 3-page wall I described in part 1. That capacity, once rebuilt, seems to have genuinely restabilized at a higher baseline. My best explanation for why reading held when other things didn't. It's a replacement behavior that delivers genuine reward. Not a dopamine hit in the social media sense, but actual satisfaction, absorption, the experience of going somewhere inside a book. Once that was available again, my brain had a reason to choose it. The phone scroll, by comparison, delivers less and less the more you do it. Reading delivers more. The discomfort window also held in a modified form. I no longer do a structured daily session, but I take walks without audio most days, and I sit with my morning coffee without my phone. Those small pockets of unstimulated time have become genuinely enjoyable in a way they weren't before the reset. That shift surprised me more than anything else. What crept back, and what that taught me. The morning check. 3 months out, I reach for my phone within the first 10 minutes of waking most days. I notice it. I notice I'm doing it. And I do it anyway. That's different from before the reset. Before, I didn't notice. Now I do. But noticing hasn't consistently translated into different behavior. The late-night scroll also came back, in a milder form. Not the 2-hour sessions I had before. More like 20 minutes of purposeless browsing before bed. Enough to affect sleep quality. Enough to be worth addressing. What this taught me: a 30-day reset isn't a permanent fix. It's more like getting the soil right. You've recalibrated the baseline, rebuilt a capacity, and created the conditions where the better choice is available. Whether you consistently make it is a separate question, one that requires ongoing attention rather than a one-time intervention. The reframe that helped most. I stopped thinking of lapses as failures and started thinking of them as data. The morning phone check tells me something about what I'm avoiding in the first 10 minutes of the day. The late night scroll tells me something about how I'm managing the emotional end of my day. Neither is a character defect. Both are information worth examining. The maintenance protocol, what I do now. Rather than repeating the full 30-day reset, I've built a lighter ongoing practice around the same principles. This is what actually fits into a real life without becoming another thing to fail at. Monthly attention audit prompt. It's been a month since I last did a full check-in on my attention habits. Here's where I am now. Describe honestly. Phone use patterns, reading habits, how your focus feels compared to your best. Compare this to what I've told you before and tell me. What's drifted, what's held, and what's the single highest leverage thing I should address this month? One thing, not a list. Pattern interrupt prompt for the moments you notice. I just noticed I've been scrolling for X minutes without knowing why I started. I'm going to put the phone down now. But before I do, ask me what I was feeling or thinking about in the 10 minutes before I picked it up. Help me understand the trigger so I recognize it earlier next time. What I'd tell someone starting. Part 1. Right now. Go in knowing that the goal isn't perfect attention hygiene forever. That's not available to anyone living in the modern world. The goal is to shift your baseline, to rebuild capacities that have eroded, and to develop enough self-awareness that when you slip consciously rather than automatically. The 30 days matters. Don't skip it and go straight to maintenance. The maintenance only works if you've actually done the recalibration first. But know going in that what comes after the 30 days is a different kind of practice. Lighter, more flexible, and honestly, more sustainable. The reading held. That still surprises me. 3 months later, I'm reading things I wouldn't have finished before, understanding them more deeply, and finding genuine pleasure in it again. For that alone, the 30 days was worth it. Everything else is maintenance. And maintenance, it turns out, is just another word for paying attention. One final honest note. If the patterns you're noticing around your phone feel compulsive rather than habitual, if you've genuinely tried to change and can't, that's worth discussing with a mental health professional. Behavioral patterns that resist change despite genuine effort sometimes have deeper roots that a 30-day protocol won't touch.